Because you love them.
Mm-hmm.
And they have sensed that authenticity. They have experienced the love of Jesus from just you caring about their lives.
I'm Susan Goss, and as a seasoned therapist of more than 15 years, I'm honored to have had the opportunity to gain so much wisdom from so many people and love passing that knowledge on to others. So join me and some of my favorite friends as we share some tangible truths with you.
Hey guys, welcome back to Tangible Truth Podcast. And I'm so excited to tell you that Angie is back with us. Angie Elrod, that is, from Conway. Hey, Angie.
Hey, Susan. I'm so glad to be here again.
We are all thrilled you're back. So, and if anybody did not hear Angie, especially the last episode, she was extremely vulnerable and transparent. So we always love vulnerability and transparency. And we just so appreciate that, Angie. So I really encourage listeners to go back and listen to the last episode and the first episode, because Angie's been with us for two episodes. So I'm anxious to get started today, too.
Me too. I'm so excited to talk to you today, Susan. And I want to find out more about something that's coming up soon, the early part of the summer. And is Tangible Truth Ministries having a conference?
Oh, well, yes, we are.
I'm so excited.
I know. You've already got your ticket.
I do.
But it is. Tangible Truth Ministry is presenting three conversations with Beth Moore and myself on faith, love, and forgiveness. And it's June the 7th and 8th. Really appreciate you bringing that up, Angie. And people can get their tickets on our website. They go to our website, www.tangibletruthministries.com. All the information is on the website. They can get their tickets there. Carrie has got it all set up very well. So you can go and invite a friend.
Yes.
That is what's so cool about it. People that some people have told me, I've invited my neighbor who hadn't even set foot at a church.
Oh, how wonderful.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
I think that is wonderful.
I'm so excited about it. I think it's a unique opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And to hear from you and to hear from Beth at the same time, what a great combination. And then just the topics, faith, love, forgiveness.
I know.
I mean, that's so much. It just gives me joy to say it out loud.
I know.
And I do have my ticket, and I have about seven friends coming with me. We've already got our hotel and everything.
Now that's planning ahead. That's awesome. So thanks, Angie.
You're welcome.
So today we are going to continue talking about loving others with the love of Jesus. And today we're going to take it on a much more practical level. How can Angie, how can you listeners love other people with the love of Jesus? And listen, I'm going to start, Angie, with that verse. You remember that verse?
Yes.
That I read? It was so special how it fit. It was that
1 Peter
mm-hmm,
4, 8 through 11. I loved it. I jotted that down yesterday. It's perfect.
It is. And I chose the New Living Translation, 1 Peter 4, 8 through 11, New Living Translation. I'm going to read that again. God has given each of you a gift from His great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. Do you have the gift of speaking? Then speak as though God Himself were speaking through you. Do you have the gift of helping others? Do it with all the strength and energy that God supplies. Then everything you do will bring glory to God through Jesus Christ. All glory and power to Him forever and ever. Amen. I love that.
I do too. It's beautiful.
Because in essence, what it boils down to, I'll say this again, is God, I'm opening myself up to be a vessel for you to use. Mm-hmm. That is what it is saying. I want to be the hands and feet of Jesus. And so help me to represent you well. However you want to word it, That's what this is saying. I am willing to be a vessel of you, Jesus.
Yes.
And so whatever it may be. And so that is how we're going to begin this conversation of loving others with the love of Jesus. You know, I'm always giving this example as a therapist when I go out, let's say, to the lobby and I would get you, let's say, as a client. I would be saying to myself in my spirit, God, what do you want to say to Angie today?
Mm.
Okay, that's an example.
Perfect.
Of loving others with the love of Jesus, because if I'm a conduit of his love, then I'm loving you with the love of Jesus because I have invited him into God. What do you want to say to Angie through me? I'm the one that's meeting with you.
Yes.
But I've invited him to speak through me, right?
Yes. And do you sense it happening?
Yes, I do, over and over mm-hmm. again. And you might say, well, haven't you gone to graduate school? Haven't you learned the theories and techniques and all that? Yes, I have. And he brings what I need, what theory, what technique, what that client needs that day, that session. So I want to tell you, it's never a dull moment. And what's surprising to me is literally I'll have someone come back and go, oh, what you said last session, it has just really, that just really ministered to me.
Hmm.
And I will go, I said that, you know, I'm saying, but you know, in essence, I did not say that.
Right.
I mean, God said it to them and I know I did say it, mm-hmm. but I don't have an actual memory of it.
I love that so much. And so you have no doubt after a session like that, that God has been in that room mm-hmm. He has used you through your words and your communication and your demeanor and your attitude with this client. You have loved them with the love of Jesus, and Jesus has loved them through you.
Yes. Yes. And that would be, for me professionally, that would be an example of this.
Mm-hmm.
And last episode, you gave many examples of when you were hurting, others loving you well with the love of Jesus. And that's a practical, and mm-hmm. we got deeper and you were very vulnerable. But again, I will put it in the practical category too, because those of us that were loving you were wanting to do that in a tangible, I'll put it that way.
Yes.
A tangible way. God, how can we tangibly show Angie your love so that she feels your love in a tangible way?
Yes. And he's always creative when we ask him.
Mm-hmm.
To show us that. And so I'm going to go back to what we talked about yesterday. First, just ask, Jesus, what do you have for me today? How can I love others with your love? Just love them through me
mm-hmm.
and keep me alert and watchful for mm-hmm. those opportunities. And, you know, who can I love?
Mm-hmm.
And it's surprising sometimes who will be in your path. We don't have to veer from our path.
Mm-mm.
We just carry on in our little world, which is so fantastic. And your verse that you read is so beautiful because, for instance, you have many capacities that Jesus works through. You might be a speaker one day and a therapist the next hour, but many gifts and talents that are God-given that once you dedicate those to the Lord and ask him to use you, he's faithful every time.
Every time.
Regardless of how tired we are or mm-hmm. feel, however inadequate we feel or unprepared or whatever.
Yeah. And I really love the theme, really, mm-hmm. of these episodes for April that you and I are talking about loving God and loving others and our purpose of everyday, ordinary, in the ordinary, I think, yes, is what you had said. And I love that so much because we're always, in essence, doing ministry.
Yes.
Actually, because think about it. I remember, Angie, and I think I remember calling you and telling you this when I was praying, God, don't let me miss an opportunity in my everyday life for ministry. And that's when my ministry that I feel and my love, I love them so much at Onyx.
Yes.
My coffee shop. I just love these people.
And that is one of your ministries.
I
is
love them.
Loving those people.
I love them so much. They're my family. They're mm-hmm. like family to me. I would drop everything.
And have.
Yes, when
you have.
One of them calls. So it's God opens a door when we are, but we, to your point, we've got to be watching and looking and alert. Yes. Or we will miss it.
Well, and you're doing what Jesus did in his ordinary day.
Everyday life.
Everyday life, activities of daily living, if you want to say that. You're going to Onyx and engaging and interacting with the baristas.
Mm-hmm.
And you have grown to love them so much that I usually drop your name when I'm in there. Because you're famous. Because you love them.
Mm-hmm.
And they have sensed that authenticity. They have experienced the love of Jesus from just you caring about their lives, seeing them, asking them what's going on, checking in with them. And then, like you said, if there's a special need that comes to light, mm-hmm. I know that you and Steve have met needs.
And Angie, the same with you. I mean, we're giving examples to the listeners, but mm-hmm. it was such a joy for me to participate in one of your ministries that just happened in your ordinary life. And that was with Miss Pearl. You know,
I love Miss Pearl.
I love her. And guess what? Now I love Miss Pearl.
She loves you too.
And Miss Pearl is somebody that, you know, your life intersected with Miss Pearl. And now you are ministering to Miss Pearl, who That's desperately right. needs someone to love on her. And she loves you. You love her. I love her now.
Yes.
And can't wait to see her again when I go to Conway. And she needs that extra boost, that extra help. She loves Jesus, and you are Jesus to her. And she needs that, and it's so lovely. And this is ministry in our everyday life. This is what we're talking about. And you didn't miss it.
Praise God. And it's such a gift mm-hmm. to have Miss Pearl in my life. And the reason I met her is because Jenny, my daughter, saw her on the side of the road having car trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And she had her granddaughter with her. So mm-hmm. she stopped to help her. And then things went from there. And yeah. Jenny's car went in a ditch. So I had to come rescue her. Mm-hmm. But Miss Pearl and I came to know each other through that event. And her son died not long after that. And I really connected with her through that
mm-hmm.
grief, and then through, I don't even know how it happened, but she lost her. That was her only son. Then several months later, she lost her only daughter.
Mm.
And so she cares mm. for mm. grandchildren, and it's been such a privilege
mm-hmm.
to get to have an opportunity to love on her a mm. little bit. I'm so grateful
mm-hmm.
for that.
And I'm just going to therapeutically go somewhere.
Okay.
For the listeners, it is noted in many books, and I have experienced it with my clients and myself, that when you are, I'm going to use the word depressed. I'm going to mm-hmm. go ahead and throw that out there. Depressed, anxious, high anxiety, but really more leaning toward depression.
Mm-hmm.
We become more inward focused. And so when we serve others the way we're talking about, so we're loving others with the love of Jesus, our heart rate slows down.
Mm.
We're less anxious. We are happier people. And it made me, I mean, literally, we are literally happier people. And that made me think about that because mm-hmm. of what you just said. You know, it's such a privilege. Yes. I feel so much joy mm-hmm. when I do that. I do too. There, it gives me so much joy. You know, in scripture, it does say it's more blessed to give than to receive. It really translates blessed to give, really translate physically into loving others with a love of Jesus. That translates whatever giving is. What's yes. giving mean to you? It may mean giving of your time and mowing somebody's yard. It may be giving of your time and meeting with Miss Pearl. It may be giving a smile and kindness to someone. Giving doesn't always have to be money, monetary, although it can be.
Yes.
You and I have done that many, many, many times. I have a ministry fund.
Right.
You know, that I just automatically put in my budget, ministry fund. It may go to Miss Pearl 1 month. It may go to somebody that just I know needs it, that God places it on my heart. But nonetheless, it does not have to be money, monetary. It's giving of, and it absolutely gives us great joy. We're doing it for others, but in essence, it really gives us joy.
It does. It changes our hearts.
It does. It does.
And I love that God is like this. You know, we don't have to come up with some creative, exciting plan.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm not very creative, Susan. You know, I'm an accountant. I am sort of black and white mm-hmm. and I can spell, but I can't write. Mm-hmm. And we talked about that earlier. Yeah. So it's so meaningful to me that I don't have to struggle with that. God will bring it right to me. If Jenny has to fall in a ditch with her car to get me to meet Miss Pearl, God's going to get me to meet Miss Pearl.
He knew that was going to happen.
He knew that mm-hmm. was going to happen, and he used that to get us together. I love that so much. Mm-hmm. It takes all of the burden and creativity off of me, which I have very little of.
Yeah.
And it's just exciting.
Yes.
And I love your ministry fund. Back to that, for many, many years, I've watched you use that fund to bless people in different ways, just quietly go around. And I've seen many people come to tears when you have a stranger, even a loved one, you know, that maybe you've known, even my own daughter that you have blessed and unexpectedly. And you're so spirit led in that. And I just want to encourage anybody that is interested in having a ministry fund on a monthly basis in your budget. It's just phenomenal because you're not thinking, you don't have to stop and think, well, can I do this? It's already set aside.
It is.
It's already set aside. So I just love that. I had to comment.
Thank you. It's been a huge blessing in my life. Thank you, Angie. This has been a wonderful episode. It's been very encouraging. To me, it's been very encouraging to me, and I know it has been to you, and I certainly hope it has been to the listeners. So thank you, listeners, and Angie will be with us again next episode. So please join us again. We love you. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Tangible Truth Podcast, part of the KLRC Podcast Network.